The Oakland A's are 14-50, the worst record in Major League Baseball. But that might not be the worst of it. At home, the A's are playing to a mostly empty stadium as the team is working to pull up stakes and move to Las Vegas, like their football cousins, the Raiders, did a few years ago. As Brian Watt of member station KQED reports, fans in Oakland are fed up and demoralized.
No matter how big or small the crowd is at the Oakland Coliseum, a signature part of seeing an A's game there is the committed group of fans in the right field bleachers and hearing their drums. But after the A's owners announced just days after the season started that they had plans to move and build a stadium in Las Vegas, fans stopped drumming and found a new protest chant. They're trying to goad A's owner, John Fisher, a billionaire heir to the Gap retail empire, into selling the team.
Right now, the owner owns the team, but it's not theirs. You know, it's the community's.
That's Jorge Leon, president of the Oakland 68s, an A's fan group.
The A's have been alienating the fan base for a while. I mean, it's nothing new. And so now it's kind of like the last straw, and people are tired of it, you know?
Indeed, for years, the A's have traded away their best players, angering fans. After dismantling their roster before last season, they raised ticket prices. This season, they're on pace to have the worst winning percentage in modern Major League history. Leon and other fans have taken to making hand-drawn banners to voice their frustration. He and his wife, Michelle, whom he met at an A's game, are duct taping signs to a railing in a largely empty right field section.
That one is baseball before billionaires. And then stay. The A's belong in Oakland.
Others say sink Old Navy and boycott Banana Republic, poking at the A's owner's Gap retail pedigree. On a recent weeknight, typical for this season, only around 5,000 people sat in a coliseum built to hold more than 60,000.
Take me out to the ball game! Take me out with the crowd!
Despite rising exasperation and ownership, some lifelong fans are still showing up just to root for their home team. Rick Valdez drove to Oakland from Clovis, California, some 3 hours away.
If they go to Vegas, I might go to one series a year. But I'm an A's fan. You know, I don't want to see them leave Oakland. I don't want to see them go anywhere but here, you know. But at the same time, if they go, they go. I'm still going to follow them. At least that's my mindset now.
The Oakland 68s fan group is urging all fans to come to this coming Tuesday night's game for what they're calling a reverse boycott, to fill the seats and show ownership and Major League Baseball that fan support for the A's remains strong despite all their woes. For NPR News, I'm Brian Watt in Oakland, California.